Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Heading to the 8 o'clock hour. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
Listen to Jack Carvalho. And a good morning to you folks in Snellville.
Well, everybody's somebody.
Yeah. Right down there, the 78 there, and yeah. Hope you're enjoying yourself.
There you go now.
The pollen is back, man. We had a little brief respite some middle
when,
of this week.
When the rain came through, yeah. And washed everything up.
That pollen is coming back. All right.
Hey.
The biggest feature in the tri-state area, it has taken off since we started this. Do you remember the date we started this, if you had to guess?
No.
It was January 28th. That was the first one. That was the first one.
Okay.
With Selah Thomas.
Yeah.
This is the feature. It's called They Got Next, ladies and gentlemen. And Sam and I have been doing this. We ain't scared of who's around the corner getting into this business. A lot of folks are, but we ain't scared.
Nah. Like,
we give you a platform.
Yep.
We're looking for that next young broadcaster to start off their career. And more than anything else, it takes us back. I don't know about you, but me and Sam will say, if we were ever on the radio at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
We would remember that if we lived to be 250.
Absolutely.
So this is something nice that we like to do because we know that the kids and, by extension, the families or teachers or coaches are going to really enjoy this. So we are looking for 13-year-olds and under. We don't care if it's relatives, like I said, students, teammates, you know, people that are on your team that you coach, whatever. We want you to let them know that they have a platform here. If you can put together a 1 minute, minute and a half sports report, we got a platform for you.
Absolutely.
So I want to reach out real quick before we get to today's. I want to thank, because we've been away for, you know, our Saturdays have been shortened by the NCAA tournament. Selah Thomas, we mentioned her. She was our first. She's our scarecrow.
Okay.
Call her scarecrow. That was Dorothy met the scarecrow first, right? So she's our scarecrow. We had her on January 28th, parent Terrell Thomas. Then we had Olivia Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Juice. 10-year-old Juice. She was on February 10th. Bo Johnson's her her father. Then your partner's daughter, Ellie Parker.
Yeah.
She was on February 17th, Jordan's birthday. Chris Parker, parent. Then we had our first boy, Samson McMichael.
Mm-hmm.
Randy's kid, 10 years old, came on February 24th. Then it was the Rodriguez family. They took over. First it was Ava Rodriguez, 9 years old. She came on March 2nd, talked to Sammy Rodriguez. These are all part of Bo's team, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but Norcross.
And then Anessa Rodriguez, also 9. Excuse me, she's got a birthday coming up. Because remember, that was a whole thing. She's, I'm going to be 10 years old
in
April 18th.
Yeah, the calendar was about to change.
So she's got a birthday coming up around the corner. And then the last one was Leslie Ramos. So Leslie, of course, we talked to Nick Lynch. And I should have mentioned also Sally Rodriguez. We also had him on. So, Noel, would you bring up the parent of today's participant? And let's reintroduce this voice to the 92.9 The Game listeners. Want to welcome and say good morning. Hey, Matt. Matt Holmes joining us here.
What's going on, guy?
Former host here.
How are you? It's been a while.
Great to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, it's good to hear y'all. We listen to you guys on the weekends all the time. Kind of like the longest running weekend morning show in Atlanta radio, right?
I think so. I've got documentation on that. I'm looking. Sam, say something because I'm wearing up this
piece
of paper.
What are you looking for over there?
Well, you're gonna like.
You're scrambling.
Yeah, I got this. I gotta get.
Matt, I wish you could see him right now.
I gotta get.
He's scrambling through stuff right now.
Okay, so here's what I was grabbing before
we
talk to Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through. We made a change as far as how people were reaching out to us. First, it was on our email address, and then we became official. So everybody who would like to participate in this, let us know about that 13-year-old or under. You're going to go to our website, 929thegame.com, click on contests, and then just fill out the information, which, by the way, Matt did. See, I thought this was from the participant. I thought this was from the kid, which the one we have next week was, I found out.
Okay.
But this one wasn't. Actually, I think the one next week had some help, too. So they have a little area where they let us know something about the kid that we're going to have on. So for those of you, before we get into this, Christian Holmes is a legacy 92.9 baby.
Yep. Yeah, he is.
His daddy is the best overnight host that the station has ever known. Now he is ready to grab the mic and share his own, and quote, golden tones, quote, also. Also, next Saturday, March 23rd, is his birthday, and what a birthday present this would be. This is what we got in the little comments column.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
As we get ready for Christian. Tell us about Christian, Matt. What should we know about this guy other than what I just read?
Well, yeah, Christian is he's a great kid. He's a scholar. He's a baseball star. So he's got all A's in the sixth grade at Dodgen Middle School out here in East Cobb, and he's become a hitting machine for his baseball team out there at Eastside Baseball. So just an all-around great kid and great big brother.
Whoa. Now, seems like he covers all the bases.
Yeah, has he taught his little brother how to whistle yet? That's a big brother's job.
No, but they've got the harmonica. So that's really fun for their mom and I to be able to listen to the harmonica all the time on car trips and everything.
Nice, nice. The talent is endless here, Greg.
That's what we got to reach out to. So when did you guys kind of trip and fall into this segment? Because I know you work really hard. I don't know how much time you get a chance to listen to the radio. So how did you find out about the feature?
Yeah, we were I was in the car a few weekends ago, actually, and I listen to you guys frequently, but typically it's on Sunday morning, just on the way to church, and it was a Saturday, and I heard a kid on doing the sports update. I said, that's something he could do. And in fact, I'll tell you, he's got an 8-year-old brother who is very jealous right now, and he wants his turn. So we'll have to go online and fill that out again and see if he gets chosen because he wants to try and outshine Big Brother.
Well, we're good. This is what's great about this, Sam.
Competition in the house.
In the house, you got to like that. We've got him on teams already. So again, 929thegame.com. Click on contest and listen. Just let us know about this 13-year-old or under that's out there that wants to get on the air with us and start that broadcasting career. Now, Matt, you know how this is going to work. We're going to play our sounder. You're going to hand the phone to Christian. I'm going to give him an introduction, and he just goes. And again, we also, and this for the audience too, he's got his shout-outs afterwards. We're letting all the participants do some shout-outs to family members and friends and things like that. But you got to cut it off at 10, all right? We got to cut it off, Matt, at 10.
Only close friends and family. We got it.
All right, you got it? All right. Listen, it's good to talk to you again, Matt. And anybody you want to give a quick shout-out to before we turn things over to your son?
This is my guy. This is the shout-out. This is Christian Holmes.
Noel.
It's time for They Got Next.
Yay! Sam and Greg give area up-and-coming broadcasters 13 and under their shot at the bigs.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And with today's sports report, here is 13-year-old Christian Holmes.
Hi, I'm Christian Holmes with your quick sports update. The Braves take care of business against Miami with a solid 8-1 victory. Max Fried goes 6 1/3 innings, only giving up one. Marcelo Ozuna hits his 6th home run of the season, tying Mike Trout and Mookie Betts for the Major League lead. Chris Sale takes the mound this afternoon when the Braves face Miami again. On the hardwood last night, the Hawks fell 109-106. Against Minnesota. Trae Young led the way with 19 points, but it still wasn't enough. Their 5th straight loss. The Hawks wrap up the regular season tomorrow in Indiana, a 1 o'clock tip-off here on 99 The Game. At the Masters yesterday, wind wreaking havoc, but 3 Americans sit on top after 2 rounds. Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler, and Bryson DeChambeau, all tied at 6 under par. Tiger Woods makes a cut at +1. Today, up in Athens, the G-Day game is going on at 1 o'clock. After last season's disappointment, the Dogs open their regular season against on August 31st against Clemson. I'm Christian Holmes with Sam and Greg on Sports Radio's 92.9 The Game.
Outstanding, man. And he started going on, and I said, he covering everything. What's going to be left for us to talk about? I'm like, that's great. I said, all right, now you get me a little concerned.
Inclement weather out there at the Masters.
You know, Christian, fantastic job,
great job,
man.
Buddy. Great
fantastic,
job.
Fantastic.
You, bringing the boys back, we're inching back to the forefront. It's been dominated by the ladies, but you are our second boy, and you did a wonderful job. How long did it take you to put that report together?
It took me about 25, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Because he stayed on what was topical. He didn't start this yesterday.
No.
So he kind of got up this morning and got some updates.
Although I would like to say that my brother is the one who plays the harmonica. I do not play the harmonica.
What, you got a problem with the harmonica? Are you...
A little bit.
You got a little... Hang on a second. Let's delve into this.
No,
what's your
man.
Problem with the harmonica?
Because his brother plays
it. Well, not entirely. I do like an instrument harmonica, but I don't like it just played constantly, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when we hang up, have your daddy introduce you to Stevie Wonder. Okay. we'll see how that goes. Listen, Christian, we also gave you the opportunity to do some shout-outs.
Yes.
Who would you like to mention, sir?
I would like to mention my grandparents, my mom, my dad, my brother Philip, my sister Clara, my friend Om, my friend Colin and his sister, my friend Danny, my friend Charlie, my friend Andrew, and Austin Riley.
But there you go.
Somebody get this to the Braves so they can hear this kid just gave him a shout. I bet you Austin Riley never had a shout out like that. I bet you.
Yeah. I'm a big Braves fan.
Well,
fantastic.
Christian, you did a wonderful job. And you know, like I said, we can't thank you enough for being a part of our show and starting a little competition. We can't wait to revisit the Holmes residence to find out how the 8-year-old does.
Yeah,
that's going to be fun.
But he's raised the bar pretty high now.
He has raised it very high.
Yeah.
Christian, we wish you much luck in whatever you decide to do in life. You ain't got to decide by the time you're 15 or 16. You know, get that driver's license, get out there in life, and listen to your mom and daddy.
Okay.
I had to say that at the end there because, you know, you gotta listen to them. And Matt, as always, thank you for submitting him and bringing us to the show. But again, that was Christian Holmes, 13-year-old Matt Holmes. A lot of you remember Matt here at the station.
Yeah.
And he went on 92.9thegame.com.
I work with Matt two places. I work with me and then I work with him.
Well, that's right. Y'all go back to 11 Alive or something, right?
Yeah, we do. Very much.
Okay.
You know, but very impressed with what we heard this morning.
So I can tell you right now that we have at least just in the immediate, we got the next 3 weeks locked up.
Okay.
And there was one who reached out to Noel last week who went, like an 11-year-old, who she sent to me. So, well, again, this is I want to have this locked in throughout the summer. So we're right up to football season when we lose our show again. So we're going to have kids throughout the summer. But, again, they got next. 92.9thegame.com. You will see the contest tab. Click on that and just follow the instructions and let us know who you are. And we can't wait to get you on the show.
Absolutely.
Now, having said that, you're ready to talk to Miles in a minute.
Yeah,
speaking of Braves.
Yeah.
Miles will know how to get that shout out to Austin Riley. Miles from Fox 5 is going to join us next. We talk about the Bravos. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Quick little side message to Christian Holmes, who was just on with us. Noel, you can keep that going just a little bit there. What you just heard was a 13-year-old who played the harmonica with a number one hit. Moving on.
Yeah, man.
And
that's what you hear him now.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder, I don't know the last time he released any new music, but he sits in and will play harmonica on song with some folk. And you can, and there are a lot of different people that play harmonica, but you can always detect Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
And you know, it may just come in with a song and he says, send me the track over and I'll put a little something on there for you.
Go back and look at the last Carpool Karaoke, or the first, the one that blew up was with him, and he played the harmonica on it. So we're, because of what Matt was talking about and Christian and their lukewarm approach to harmonica playing, you're going to hear the rest of it for this hour. You're going to hear it again. So we wanted to give you Stevie Wonder's first number one, first hit was Sus Fingertips. He was 13 years old. That's how he burst onto the scene. That was like 1963.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, phenomenal.
And did that. We're not done with the harmonica, but I want to thank you guys because when it's Stevie, it's not that bad. But we have a guest on. I wonder what he thinks of Stevie Wonder. That could be the first question before we get into the Braves and all of the stuff. I haven't talked to Miles in a few weeks.
He's got a lot going on this week.
He has. Miles Garrett, Fox 5. Good morning, buddy. And what kind of Stevie Wonder fan are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
And good morning, fellas. Yeah, you know, I never was a big Stevie guy. I was more of a Michael guy, so I can't really offer my 2 cents on Stevie.
We have to end this conversation. Get Zach on the phone.
nice.
You're not a Stevie fan.
Yeah, just never did much for me. Like I said, I was more of a Michael Jackson guy.
Go ahead and ask him a question. I'm disgusted with him at this point. I can't believe it.
Miles, obviously, we wanted to talk a little bit about Braves. There's so much happening. Of course, we got Georgia playing later on today, the spring game. But thoughts about last night and how this team really needed that start from Max Fried last night, and they really got what they needed.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen in the past that anytime the Braves need a get-right game, it always seems to be the Marlins, especially in Miami. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just might be the fact that they aren't a very good team, but I think also that little incident with Ronald Acuna Jr. a few years ago kind of helped fuel that, maybe not hatred of sorts, but a motivation to get right, let's just call it that, against the Marlins. But yeah, no, it was huge. You know, you need that star from Max Fried to kind of show that, hey, we still do have that ace in our lineup with the uncertainty of Spencer Strider going forward and really kind of the assumption that he might be out for the rest of the season. So that was big for this team, especially after that 13-4 loss at home to New York.
If you had to, just off the top of your head, the losses we've got so far with this team, who would you say is most important, the key? Because we mentioned Spencer Strider. I don't know that that's the biggest one right now. Because I think – go ahead, Matt. Matt. Go ahead, Miles. Sorry.
No, you're asking who the biggest loss that they've had so far?
Right now. No. I mean, as far as players that aren't there, you know, the everyday lineup. And we know that Spencer's not an everyday player, but – of the guys that they've lost right now, or at least, you know, kind of dinged up, what's the most noticeable to you?
Oof, man. I mean, I, as far as noticeable, I mean, because Sean Murphy, I don't even think is that noticeable. Granted, he's a great player, but you've got Travis d'Arnaud right there, who arguably is the biggest leader on this team right now. I mean, I would still say it is Spencer, just because of, you know, you have a guy ready to come up who's proven that he is, you know, very, very effective there behind the plate and, you know, just defensively as well, Travis d'Arnaud. So I would still say that it is Spencer just because of his impact. And, you know, he makes the opening day start this year. He's kind of assumed to be that number one guy this year, even with Max Fried in your lineup, especially with it being a contract year for Max Fried. So I would say that it still is Spencer Strider just because of what he was really billed to be this offseason and what we saw last year.
Yeah. I was just going to make a case for Sean Murphy because, again, with Strider being out, you need – listen, it's great that we got two all-star catchers, but you still could use both of them there, especially with a pitching staff that's now going to have to make some adjustments. And a guy there, you got a backstop there that has been there before going through situations like this. And to have both of them there, I think that right now I guess you can make an argument that Sean Murphy could be – missed just as much as Strider on a day-to-day basis.
On a day-to-day basis, but like you say, you are in good shape behind the plate. But you want to wonder about your pitching staff. I mean, are we going to see somebody called up from Gwinnett every time we got to fill in that spot? How you think they're going to go by, you know, filling that each time that spot in the rotation comes around, Miles?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we saw the first name, right, against New York, Allen Winans. You can probably cross his name off the list for the foreseeable future just because of what happened there. But that was one name. You know, you've got a lot to work with. I think the biggest name you're going to look at going forward is going to be Bryce Elder. I mean, this is a guy who was an all-star last year, and he's still pretty young, was still kind of figuring some things out. I mean, just look at Spencer Strider when he first got called up. I mean, that first half of the season, he performed well, kind of tallied off at the end. It might just be a young pitcher thing, but he's the guy I'm going to be looking at to really ideally take over that fifth spot. But you've also got some other guys to pay attention to, because after the All-Star break, you're getting back Ian Anderson. And here's a guy who has started playoff games for you, World Series games for you. Now, granted, he didn't look great last time we saw him, but you can credit that to the injury that he's currently, you know, really been out for. He got Tommy John surgery. He might be coming back throwing a little bit harder. That's the ideal scenario. But you're going to get him back around the All-Star break. I think he's a big name to look out for. And I think the other name that you're looking at is A.J. Smith-Shawver. I mean, another guy who's super, super young, just legally able to drink now. So I think you're able to see some of his potential last year, just the velocity he's able to throw at, and you know, hopefully he's able to put it together. All these guys we spoke to at Gwinnett Media Day and Braves spring training down there in Florida, and they all, you know, they all kind of credited that youth and inexperience to be their biggest learning point from last year, getting that those big major league reps behind them, and now that they say that they're ready for this year. But obviously, Alan Winans, that's one name you can cross off. We're going to probably see Darius Vines here pretty soon, another name. You got Oscar Yanoa down there, Dylan Dodd. So a few other names to really look out for, but they've got some pieces to really trial run, let's call it that, before they maybe have to make a move at the deadline.
That's what I was going to say. How long do you think this goes before Alex Anthopoulos has to break out the checkbook and go out and go dealing to add an experienced piece to the starting rotation? How long do you think this goes about?
Well, I think it'll be a myriad of options, really. I think it'll be a combination of how the Braves are doing record-wise and really how their pitching staff is able to maybe keep them afloat up until the deadline. Because I think if history serves, Alex Anthopoulos usually does his dealing and shopping close to the trade deadline. So the fact that Atlanta is currently, you know, we still know they're a very good team. They're still rattling off wins and are able to stay afloat. I mean, just look at what they did last year. Max Fried was gone for basically the entire season. Granted, he didn't have Tommy John surgery, so that was a big aspect of that. But he was gone for most of the season, and they were still able to be afloat and win as many games as they did. So if that tells me, you know, how Alex Anthopoulos is going to operate going forward, I would assume he'll probably wait until the trade deadline before he makes a serious move like that, where presumably he'd get a number one frontline starter.
As we sit here on April 13th and watch what Marcelo Ozuna is doing, it's one of the reasons why Sam wants to walk into traffic in October, because we see these guys can hit it, they know what they're doing, and the power's there, and then the bats go to sleep in October, and it drives them crazy. My concern is the sustainability of what he's doing right now. And it's great that it's happening, but it's just like, you know, you just want to see it from some other guys and let him just sort of just be there when we need you. Don't hit the 450-foot home run when we're up 5-1, okay? Do it when we're down 3-2, and we need that. But anyway, your thoughts on what you've seen from him this season and – You're waiting for him to get out there and with a glove in his hand.
Well, I don't know about the glove part. I think he's going to stay probably ideally at the DH position. I think that's where he's best suited for. But, yeah, I mean, it's been great to see Marcelo Ozuna really start where he finished last year. You know, finishing as one of the hottest hitters last year, obviously, you know, we're going to take out of the playoffs as far as I think all of those hitters kind of slowed down just a bit. But, no, what he's doing is great. I mean, 6 home runs, that's incredible to get him going early this time instead of starting off where he basically couldn't hit anything last year at this point. But, I mean, as we all know, like you just said, it's not sustainable, but it'll be streaky. You know, as one guy stops, another guy will get going. But right now you've got almost everybody hitting. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I think you could argue one of their quietest hitters thus far has been Ronald Acuña Jr., and you know he's going to figure some things out at some point. He does every single season. He's the best player on the planet right now. So I think all of that is it's just part of baseball, man. I mean, it's 162 games, and obviously some of these players are getting off to good starts. You want them to sustain that, but as one guy gets cold, another guy's going to get hot. That's just how this team has operated, and it's what I expect to see. Michael Harris, another guy who he started off pretty well, who I expect big things from this year. My sleeper pick, honestly, to be an MVP candidate this year. So I want to see Michael Harris keep things going as well.
Yeah, we want to see that happen for him, folks. Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Saturday morning with Myles Garrett, and he is social. You can always find him at Myles Garrett TV, at Myles Garrett TV. Myles, after Miami, it's on to Houston, and we know what that means. I mean, it's early in the season. It doesn't mean that, but is this an important series going up against a team that you expect to be there? They're kind of like the time of watch you set. When October rolls around, you look for these guys.
Oh, always. I mean, it's ideally a World Series preview, right? You know, just getting that type of matchup this early on in the season. And, you know, is it going to mean anything going forward? But it's a really good litmus test, I think, for these Braves. Because at this point, you know, it's still kind of too early to decide who's going to be that team in October. But if history serves, these are the two teams, like you said, that you're more than likely probably going to see in that. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a huge matchup between, obviously, the two best teams in the American League and the National League. So we're getting it done season, but I really want to see how Atlanta's pitchers match up against them, because I think that's going to be the big thing. Because, of course, Bryce Elder, he can come in and pitch and maybe hold his own against Miami. But at that point, will he be up and pitching against the Houston Astros? I think that'll be an intriguing matchup to follow going forward.
All right, we've been talking to Miles and breaking down stuff as far as the Braves and all that stuff, but I got to get to some fun stuff with him, and I got to ask him a question. But first, I want to tell you two things that happened on this day, baseball related. Did you know, Sam, Pete Rose got his first hit today? It was a triple. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Pete Rose's first hit was a triple. Also, today was the day of the first baseball strike in 72. You know how long it lasted? 13 days. Okay. Baseball strike lasted 13 days, happened on, it was the first one. But what I wanted to ask Miles about, he covers the, but he's a, and I'm always curious about what guys who weren't around when this happened, we were barely around, but when it happened, and now you cover a team that celebrates Hank Aaron the way they do. This past week, the celebration of 7/15, you follow this think of Hank Aaron. When you know, what memories, or not memories, but what pops into your mind when you see these celebrations about him, and you know the research or videos that you've seen. What comes to mind when people talk Hank Aaron around you?
To me, it's just a guy who did things the right way and was celebrated accordingly. I mean, we've talked to Brian Snitker at length about what Hank Aaron meant to him. Obviously, he's meant a great deal to Brian Snitker, and you kind of understand what he's meant to him and how important the Braves organization always was, but I think that's the biggest takeaway that I've had in hearing stories about Hank Aaron. It's just the greatest of all time who really did things the right way. I mean, you see so many stories now of the greats whose legacies can arguably be tainted, with whether it's, you know, guys like Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, all those other guys. I mean, even now when you look at Shohei Ohtani. So I think when you think of Hank Aaron, it's just a guy who did things the right way and did them at the highest level, especially at a time where, you know, racial tensions. That's another thing to consider when you think of Hank Aaron's legacy. Just a guy who had to go through hell and back to get to where he did, and did it all the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he's your home run king, having said
always.
That.
Yeah. Always.
Okay.
There's no debate for me. It's always going to be Hank Aaron. He didn't have to cheat to get it.
There you go. All right, Miles, listen, it's been a minute since we talked to you. We're going to continue every weekend. You know that now the season's up and running. But you got the draft coming up. Are you going up to Detroit?
I will be, yes. That Wednesday I'll be heading up to Detroit.
All right, man. We may reach out to you while you're up there. But anyway, as always, thank you for getting up and joining us.
Hey, thanks so much.
And bringing the Braves knowledge. It is Myles Garrett, Fox 5. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy.
You too, guys. Take care.
There you go. Up next, a little casting call. I'm going to try to make this as interesting as possible, given the events of this past week. Never before has the film industry here in Georgia made national news the way they did this past week. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
You'll never feel so sad, lost again.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Just keep that under me, Noel. This is, I love this. And I want to thank again Christian and Matt Holmes for their feelings toward the harmonica. Gave us an excuse to play some Stevie. This is from Sting's 60th birthday. Stevie came out there and did this. Brand new day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg, like I said, on this 13th day of April. This segment normally spends time letting you know how you can make some money in the film and television industry casting call. And we're going to have a fresh one tomorrow, but there's still some relevant stuff on the one I posted last week. Case in point, right off the top, Genesis. This is a big movie. Genesis is the working title, Sam.
Okay.
So I'm just going to leave it at that. It's the working title, but Genesis is a big, big time movie. Looking for men and women with military experience.
Okay.
So whether you're still active or retired, they are looking for you, 18 plus. Now, this is one of those deals where Central Casting is building up their database of military people because this will start filming at the end of May, probably somewhere around 28th or 29th of May. But they're going to be going for a while. Okay. So you'll see that up there. Another one that's relevant is, now, this is a new one, Shauna Fitzpatrick. She was up here the last week here. Shauna's been on the casting call from time to time. She usually dips in and dips out with something reality-based. This is one of those times.
Okay.
Casting what they're calling the right pitch. You'll see that under Shauna Fitzpatrick casting. Here's
right
the deal.
Pitch?
The right pitch, as in starting pitcher for the Braves.
Okay.
They're looking for creative people.
Not to be confused with pitch perfect.
Don't confuse the folks. This is exactly right. What I'm talking about here. All they're right. Looking for the... the right pitch. You didn't confuse me. Looking for creative people in the advertising world.
Okay.
Seeking their big break in the industry. I'm reading it just how they put it out there. 18 to 35 years old. Those of you that are in the advertising world, do you believe your talent is being overlooked or underserved in the advertising world? That's a question. If so, they want to hear from you. If you have the right pitch, that's the name of the title, right? They want to hear from you.
Where would this air? I'm trying to think of a channel or network that would be right for that.
I don't know.
I mean, they may already be locked into one.
It is locked into one. I wouldn't be talking about it if it didn't have a network or channel, but that's not important right now.
Okay.
Because, see, that's – you know that Tracy asks me this all the time. When I go and do an audition, what's it for? I say, I don't even know, and I don't care. I don't want to know who's starring in it. I don't want to know what the size of the project is because it may alter how I audition, how I prepare. So I've a long time ago locked that out from asking.
I'm thinking about it, and I think of something like a Shark Tank, you know, something when you're doing something like that where you're pitching something and you have a, I don't know if you have a panel or something you're doing mm-hmm. it to or who you're pitching it to, but that's what it reminded me. That's why I asked, where is it going to air?
And it's interesting that you say Shark Tank because you got to wonder what that pitch was like to get somebody like Mark Cuban for that unknown show. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that show popped right during – it was, I don't know if it was the height or the tail, the back nine of The Apprentice. Remember that? And there was some squabbling back and forth about whose reality show was more popular.
Yeah.
But, you got to wonder how that worked out. But anyway, if you are ready to make your mark in the advertising industry, they want to hear from you. The right pitch is searching for all advertising creatives ready to showcase their skills. And here's the part I buried. You could win $25,000.
Oh, man. That's incentive.
There you go. So there's a link that'll take you to.
I guess you're thinking.
Exactly. So that's under Shauna Fitzpatrick casting. Extras casting Atlanta. Patrick's still doing a show where this is going to be filmed pretty much entirely in Athens.
Okay.
We're in the Athens area, but they need stand-ins. So, and the stand-ins pay a little bit more. And you'll see others on the casting call. So, again, a fresh one tomorrow, but there's still some relevant stuff
for
this
Athens,
week.
Would you encourage students?
Whoever.
To submit for that?
18 and over. If you got 10 to 12 hours or nobody's going to be bothering you because if you know you get on set, you can't have your phone, you can't be, I got to run.
I'm going to be late for class.
Yeah, I can't be taking, I got to take
my test today.
No, none of that.
Okay.
You got to have the time. So,
okay.
And there's male and female specs, height, body shape, things like that. So you'll see those up there. Anyway, let me hit
you. I'm just thinking
right
because you got college students over there, man. You know.
We'll make some money on the side.
You need some cash in your pocket.
Yeah. go in and submit. You know, the list
parents
is up.
Have already told you, not another dime. Don't even pick up the phone. They ain't sending you nothing, you know.
Parents don't send money no more, as I understand. Nobody carry cash.
They don't send you, but don't call us.
Don't put no money in my account, basically.
Basically. You're going getting them $9 lattes every day.
Get Cast with Greg on X is where you can see the list. Also, 929thegame.com/casting call. And greg.clarkson@odyssey.com if you have any questions about any of this stuff. I asked you to start the show as we were talking about our past week. Did you hear about all the hubbub that Extras Casting in the city of Atlanta
Wow.
Made nationally. And not just what they did, they put Rocky's name in their mouth. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone is on a show called Tulsa King. And there was allegedly some disparaging words aimed at the extras that were hired for this particular, I'm just going to say day. I won't say it's been going on for a while, but the day that this all, or if you want to hear, you know, believe the reports from some folks, it had been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that? I talked to some casting directors.
Yeah.
I know you're looking at me funny like I'm not. No. I'm going to just, because see, there's no conclusion to it right now. So I can't put it a stamp on what exactly happened. But what has been said, that only one person was aiming the derogatory comments at extras, while it shouldn't happen, that's not necessarily the case. And I will just say this. One of the problems with the casting directors from the time I started doing this in 2011 have run up against, fair or unfair, Project X asks for 20 middle schoolers for a particular scene.
Okay.
Okay. And then, for whatever reason, whether it's weather that's made them change the shooting schedule or something else, they get a call. They say, scrap the middle schoolers. We need sexy women for a pool scene. Okay? So you know what you what to expect. Okay. Sexy women for a pool scene, poolside scene. And if that casting director doesn't provide sexy women for that pool scene, that's a problem for the producers and the directors who are trying to create a certain look. You see what I'm saying? Okay. That's not unreasonable, okay. Is it?
Right.
There's, and looks like singing, like food, is speculatory. Okay, is that a good way to put it?
Okay.
So that has been sort of a battle and a give and take over the years. I'm not saying that's the case here. I'm just saying, watch how this plays out and see where the real issue was that caused whatever happened. This is a absolute post hoc ergo propter hoc situation, meaning after it, therefore, because of it. And one thing led to the other, which means it was caused by the other. And so this guy, who I don't know if Stallone's a executive producer of this, but his name is a part of it. And in a way that everything, all the flowers, as Noel said earlier, come because, much like Yellowstone, started with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Right? Now that Kevin Costner's on the show, we'll see how long that, you know, it still has the juice it had when he was there.
Yeah.
Same thing with Tulsa King. There's certain guys who drive the show, certain ladies who drive a show. And once that apple cart has been upset, and a time when there are so many options for us to view, they got to get this right, and they got to get it quick. But when I saw this story on TMZ, I went, we're in a new place now. We're in a new place. And people's phones started blowing up this week, and I got some calls and talked to some casting directors, and it is an interesting time. I guarantee you there will come a time in the not-too-distant future where I will be able to really get into this, but I can't right now. But the good news about this, sometimes change in a good way comes from this kind of upheaval. The film industry doesn't have the history here in Georgia that it does in California.
True.
Or New York. So things are still being kind of played out. And again, since I'm not in it with both feet, I got a box seat for this as it plays out. It has been interesting. Okay, that's one thing. So I wanted to throw that out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I alluded to something else in the show, and you didn't know anything about this. And quite frankly, I had forgotten about it, but it is a very famous story in show business. You know who Johnny Stompanato is? I don't know why this came up. There was something having to do with not him, but the other person in the story. And I think that's why it was unearthed. But Johnny Stompanato, you never heard that name before?
No.
He was a gangster.
Okay.
He was part of the, well, it doesn't matter. He was a gangster back in the day. And he loved and was in love with Lana Turner.
Okay.
The actress. If you don't know who Lana Turner is, think of, what's her name? Sydney Sweeney now. Back in the 50s.
Okay.
All right. So he's hanging out with her. She goes and she does this movie. Now, this is like late 50s. She does a movie with, wait for it, Sean Connery.
Whoa.
This is years before he was 007.
Okay.
Production of Another Time, Another Place. That was the movie. So pictures start coming out like they do when productions are being shot. And there's some pictures of, you know, Sean Connery, good looking dude. I mean, he had the eyebrows and the hair back then, right? Everything was real. He's 6 foot whatever. And as the story goes, there were some pictures that were released. Johnny Stampinato does not like what he sees from this young actor putting his hands on Lana Turner and shows up on set and confronts Sean Connery. And again, these are the reports. He rolls up on this dude like any gangster would, brandishes a gun, and points it at Sean Connery. Sean Connery immediately disarms this dude, does one of those Jackie Chan moves and steals the gun out of his hand. Because Sean Connery was a black belt. He had some skills. This dude, okay. He was an athlete, you know. So Sean Connery disarmed this dude, didn't punch him, but he disarmed him and probably said some sort of pithy James Bond thing. Don't bring a gunfighter or whatever.
No.
But allegedly, Johnny Stampinato left, just like ran out. Not long after, he died. Was killed, excuse me.
Whoa.
He was killed. And though he had nothing to do with it, his other family members felt like Sean Connery had something to do with it. Because of it, started a beef between Johnny and Lana Turner.
Okay.
Anyway, it is very famously known that, and again, this is all before James, Sean Connery had to go hide for a while. Did you not know this?
Wow.
Sean Connery, late 50s, he had to go underground for a while because he was being sought. You know, they thought folks were going to come and do some, you know.
Man.
They were going to hurt James Bond. But
yikes.
This Sean Connery story came up this week where they revisited this. But you can go online. It's all over the place. Johnny Stampinato was killed shortly after his altercation with Sean Connery. But it had to do. Lana Turner was in the middle of this and all that. So one of those old-time show business stories. You got to wonder what his response was. Because he's like 20-something when this happened. Sean Connery, that is. Right? And like I said, this ain't a small dude.
No. No.
But a guy puts a gun in your face, I think that story, and after he came out underground, Cubby Brocula and the other producers with James Bond, when they started Dr. No, went, we got to get an actor who's, you know, who's this, that, and whatever they were looking for. And then Sean Connery probably showed up at the audition. Excuse me, I disarmed a gangster. Who else you going to bring up in here, right? And he got the job. We know it's history, but that is a famous show business story. Moving into this 9 o'clock hour, we are going to talk Masters with a guy who we normally talk to about the Tour Championship. We're going to be visited by Alex Urban. He's going to be joining us later on the show. But what's up with the end of this NBA season? And are the Hawks going to be a part of the second season? Yeah, we have been discussing that earlier. We're going to give our thoughts on what they have done, what you think they may do next. And Noel, by the way, had a really good opinion. We're going to get back to that in a bit. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.